Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomen. Right now we're going to talk with retired Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Haney, and we're going to talk about the subject of getting veterans to vote and to get them to register to vote in the first place. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about this new push to get veterans, first of all, to be registered and then to get out and vote.
It's the Veterans and Patriots Action Conference, 18th and 19th of February in Charleston, South Carolina, in conjunction with the primaries that are going on down there. And that it's co-sponsored by Special Operations Speaks, and two of the founders of SOS are the main point of contacts for VPAC. The CEO and the COO are Colonel, Air Force Colonel retired Dick Brower, and Army Lieutenant Colonel Special Forces Ranger Ken Benway. And they're running the thing, and I'm helping them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's hard for me to picture a lot of veterans having served their country, and you know, thank you for that, not being registered to vote and not participating in the democratic process in our great republic.
Yeah, it's a great republic right up to the point where the veterans and also active duty military votes are excluded for any way, shape, or form. Actually, the problem is more with the active duty military getting their votes. And it's one of those things where a lot of the military, in fact, I would say a predominant amount of the military, especially those deployed, are having to do absentee ballots. And for some reason, they don't seem to be able to get in on time, even though the person votes on time, submits them on time, and then for some reason they're not able to be counted in the actual election process. And this is due to stonewalling by various and sundry individuals, either with or without the consent of one or the other or both or more of the political entities that we call political parties. And they just plain flat don't want the veterans vote, because a particular entity might know exactly or at least have some predilection about how the veterans are going to vote. And based upon that, they say, okay, we need to exclude those votes. Those are the same folks that are getting out derelicts off the street, you know, bodies out of the cemetery and that sort of thing that are trying to register those people to vote. They're also the same people that are allowing, you know, hundreds of thousands of people into the country illegally, and all they're trying to do is to get their votes as well. So it's all part of the same semblance of an organized political process that's gone kind of amok.
You know, that seems so criminal to me, especially, I mean, to take those votes of the active men and women who are serving our country, they're overseas, they want to participate in you know, in the voting, and then to basically to bundle their votes and, oh, we didn't find him in time or that kind of thing. That's just, that's criminal.
It is criminal. And one of the central goals of VPAC, we also call it Vets in the Fight, if you will, is to restore the credibility and the honor and integrity to the voting process. There are 6 million American veterans that did not vote in 2012, and what we intend to do is to fix at least some of that. You know, the intention would be to fix all of it, but we'll go for whatever portion of that we can get into it. And so VPAC aims to engage, you know, optimistically 4 million veterans in this fight, and their spouses and their family members, and any patriots out there that have no military experience whatsoever, to not only ensure the vote that people are registering to vote, that guard the voting process in whatever ways that they can, and then vote on November 8th for whatever candidate they believe will best serve the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. And sustain this as a constitutional republic, we fear that the constitutionality of our republic has gone amiss. And so that's really what we're going after. It's like the oath that we all subscribed to when we got into the military. We swore to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And domestic enemies are the ones that are attacking our election process. Hmm. During the VPAC, we have one of the sessions. We have a gent named Lieutenant Colonel Jay Delancey, United States Air Force retired. And he's part of the Voter Integrity Project, and he's specifically going to talk on guarding the vote and his Voter Integrity Project. It's really an excellent speech or presentation that he gives, and he'll be giving it during the second day of VPAC. And it's very illuminating how there are so many ways of subverting the voting process in order to get a particular outcome that one or the other political entities want, but is not really what the people want. And so that's what we're one of the things that we want to highlight is that gentleman's presentation.
When you say VPAC, what exactly are you referring to?
Veterans Patriots Action Conference on the 18th and 19th of February down in Charleston at the Embassy Suites.
Okay, and what's a website for more information? Veteransconference.com.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm from Florida. This station emanates from Florida. Not originally from Florida, but anyway, nor is anybody else, just about. but I remember in 2000, there was big controversy with Bush versus Gore, and the votes were very close in Florida, and Florida was the determining factor as a state as far as the presidency. The veterans and the votes from the veterans were one of the issues, and there were allegations that Gore's side of things tried to nix or not allow or to not, not count the votes of active veterans that were casting their ballots overseas. Can you comment on that at all?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I've got personal experience of that dating back. We talk about the Benghazi guys and their fight in September 2012 in the battle that really didn't need to happen. 42 Americans were hung out to dry by the United States government is what it boiled down to.
Mm. And four of them killed.
Pardon me?
Four of them killed, yes. Mm-hmm. There's a movie about it, 13 Hours.
Yep, 13 Hours, the movie. It's The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi is the name of the movie, the name of the book. And also there's a CD version. I've gone through the CD variant more times than I've read the book, and that's called... where's my book here? It's the 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi by Mitchell Kazukov.
But go back to 2000, to the Bush Gore.
Back to 2000. I dated back to 1972, and what happened to me was I got my voter registration in my hometown of record in Washington State, which was my home of military home of record, and voted in 1972 for the presidential election that went on back then, and I got my vote in on time, and it was delayed for some whatever reason getting to my voting precinct. Voting precinct sent me a letter, a form letter of all things, that said, not only did we not get your vote, so your vote didn't count. By the way, because you didn't get your vote in on time, we're canceling your registration. And so that very same thing will happened in 2000 to any number of military voters overseas. Primarily, they're going to be voting by absentee ballot. And, in essence, they really get the shaft as far as the political process the way it's supposed to be, as opposed to the way it is. I mean, they're busy down there in Florida counting chads.
Yeah.
And also, at the same time, the people that were trying to push hard, Gore's people were trying to push hard for the military vote not to count. So they were doing everything they could within their powers to be able to do that. And there are, both parties are represented in the military. It's not just a Republican sort of a process there. It's both. And what we always insisted when we were in the military, it wasn't who you're going to vote for or which party you're going to vote for. We had a voter officer in each squadron reporting to one at the wing level in the Air Force. And the whole idea was to get out the military vote. And to have them not counted is a travesty of justice.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the guys who lay your lives on the line for our freedoms. How ironic. So, recapping our top story here, there's a major conference involving veterans in Charleston, South Carolina. The goal is that you want to get 4 million veterans to vote in this year, this election year of 2016. Veteransconference.com for more information. We're talking with Lieutenant Dennis Haney, retired from the Air Force. What else do you want to add to this?
We're really trying to engage 4 million of the 6 million that did not vote in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's for veterans, their spouses, and it's all for all patriots, including those that never served in the military, non-veterans. There's so many that want to help the veterans get out the vote. And those are the people we're trying to engage in this conference. So everybody is welcome. It's not just veterans that are going to be there.
All right, now let me ask you a question. You brought up Benghazi, and I'm curious, what does that have to do with the issue of veterans and voting?
Well, really, it's more of an issue of U.S. government support of military and diplomatic people overseas in that particular case.
Oh, okay.
And the U.S. government should be blind as far as political preference to any military that are serving overseas, and they should ensure, do everything they possibly can to get the vote here. And I'll get the vote back from the military overseas and back counted. And I will guarantee you there are elements within the administration, especially this administration, that do not want the military vote to count, because it will predominantly be for the other party. Therefore, they will fight it all the way. And that's the U.S. government administration fighting it all the way. It's not the military itself.
Yeah, going back to Benghazi, seeing what you're talking about there, it really is an incredible tragedy. I did take the time to see the film, 13 Hours. And I remember I was actually overseas when I first heard about the story on September 11, 2012. And what I was told by a journalist in Norway totally turned out to be true. Everything he said. He said, Jerry, here's what's happening. Basically, because of the memory of 9/11 as a commemoration of it, these terrorists in Libya have attacked and killed these four Americans and, you know, wounded others and so forth. But the administration is blaming it on this video on YouTube that nobody saw. And everything he said turned out to be true over the next several months, no matter what happened, no matter how it was spun, even in the funerals. Oh, this is because of a video. It had nothing to do with that. This was a professional type of attack with, you know, rocket mortars and so forth. It was just an awful situation where our troops on the ground were ill-served.
Absolutely. And your friend was right. But also, it was in direct response and very direct response to a kill on the 4th of June, 2012, by a Al-Qaeda leader on Obama's targeted kill list, the TKL. You can look that up. And it's the famed list that he's got. It's the kill list that the president, quote-unquote, authorizes to have a drone come in and kill somebody. And a drone came in and killed somebody on the 4th of June, and the attack against the special mission compound, it's not a consulate, not an embassy, at Benghazi, was directly in response to that specific attack against that individual.
Do you remember his name, the one killed on the 4th of June?
I do not remember his precise name, unfortunately.
Okay, but we get the idea. And the overall, again, recapping our top story here, sometimes the military is not served well by the politicians in D.C., and that's a big tragedy. But here at the veteransconference.com, your goal is to get veterans and their families and patriots to get out and vote. Vote their conscience, but get out and vote. Any concluding thought in 20 seconds?
Yes, sir. And that is that everyone is invited to this conference, not just military or their spouses. And the whole idea is to help others, including specifically other veterans, or to help veterans get out the vote and make their vote, make sure their vote counts. And thank you so much.
Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Haney, thank you so much for being with us and letting us know about this great conference and getting veterans to go out and vote their conscience. VeteransConference.com for more information. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb.